Welcome to Focus on the Community, a weekly program that focuses on issues and events in our community.
And welcome to another Sunday morning. Frank Rush being joined today by Susan Linden, who's the local envoy for the Salvation Army here in the Wabash Valley. Susan, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me on.
Now, you're relatively new to the area. You just came into town, what, a few months ago?
That's correct.
And so what is an envoy for the Salvation Army?
An envoy is an approved representative. So I am the administrator and the pastor of the Salvation Army Terre Haute Corps, and I oversee all the facility there, as well as anything that happens in Vigo County.
So you've got your hands full.
I do.
You got a lot to do.
That's correct.
You got a lot of employees, and you got a lot of people that you're trying to help.
Yep. You know, that's what God's called me to do, and I'm glad to be here. And anyways, it's my job, it's my calling, and so I'm happy to serve.
How long have you been with Salvation Army now?
Since 2008.
Okay, so you've been with them for a while.
Yes.
Yeah. What actually brought you to them to begin with? Why did you come to Salvation Army?
Well, I applied to a position back home in Downers Grove, Illinois for donor development / volunteer recruitment, and that's kind of how I came to the Salvation Army. I have a ministry background. And so I knew the Salvation Army was a church, and I thought, well, this is a great way for me to kind of blend my marketing gifts and my ministry gifts.
So it's kind of a natural fit for
yes.
you right from the beginning.
Right.
One of the things that Salvation Army doing on a national level is helping out the folks with the hurricane out on the East Coast. You may not have an actual local tie-in with that. You've not sent the local canteen or any of your local volunteers.
Right. We
here.
Have not been dispatched as of yet.
You could yes. be.
We could be,
yeah.
yes.
They might call on you and say, hey, we need a little bit of help.
That's
so
right.
Pack the van and go.
That's right.
But if folks actually get a hold of the Salvation Army, you are there as well as several other very trusted organizations to help out those folks. And folks can go online and they can make donations, or they can even go to the local office here, too, if they'd like.
Absolutely. They can make a check out to the Salvation Army at our location, which is 234 South 8th Street in Terre Haute. Our zip is 47807, and they can just put in their hurricane relief, and we can dispatch the money over to the proper resource.
One of the things that Salvation Army does is on the local level, you guys actually help here, just like you're going or other people are going out to the East Coast to help, because, okay, we don't have hurricanes here, but we have other natural disasters and other man-made disasters, too. I mean, we have fires, we have tornadoes and that kind of thing. Could have an earthquake. We've had it before. We could have another one. But you guys are here to help out in that regard.
That's right. We do have a canteen, and so if there is a need, we can be dispatched immediately. There was an unfortunate event when Officer Pitt had been murdered. We mm-hmm. were able to help out with that funeral and his services with the canteen. So we were very honored and privileged to be able to serve the people that attended the funeral and pass out water bottles and snacks and things like that.
And you guys show up at, like, fires and stuff, too. The firefighters are out on a really big fire. I mean, you guys show
yep.
up with the canteen truck and, you know, serve water or whatever needs to be.
Yes, yes. We want to be the hands and feet of Jesus. So wherever we can serve, we want to be there.
Yeah, and of course, you're always looking for volunteers, too. So we'll take a minute here to let you say, hey, you know, folks that want to volunteer and help you out.
Yeah, well, we're gearing up right now for the kettle campaign, so I'm really looking for people that want to come forward and staff a kettle for the day, volunteers at Basler's Market or the Walmarts or Big Lots. So anybody looking to just bell ring for a couple of hours, just give us a call. We'd love to have them.
And it's hard to believe, and maybe a little sad, every now and then you kind of have a hard time getting volunteers for that.
Yes, you know, but I'm optimistic. I think people will come on board when they see that what we're doing. We're having an open house October 4th, and we've really kind of cleaned up our facility. We're getting better organized, and I think we'll be able to get more people volunteering.
The Red Kettle's probably the calling card for the Salvation Army. I mean, folks see that, they immediately know who you are.
Yes, that's correct. Everybody's familiar with the Red Kettle, but they don't truly understand that we are a church and we have other ministries as well. We have, I'm coming up with a divorce care program, which is for anybody that's either in the process of a divorce or that's been divorced. They could have been divorced 20 years ago, and they're just not reconciling with it. So this program is very effective. It's a 13-week program, and it's going to be starting Sunday, September 30th
mm-hmm.
at 5 o'clock at our facility. So if anybody is interested in coming, they can just give us a call.
Like we said, this is a new program.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, there's been a little bit. I mean, you guys just don't do a program just because, hey, well, this sounds like fun. Let's do it. I mean, you actually do a little bit of research at work and figure out that this is something that is needed.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, when people are going through a divorce, I never personally have, but my parents divorced when I was 8, so I understand what goes on, the dynamics of a family. But, you know, they have to face their anger, they have to face humility, shame, all those emotions. And so this program is geared to kind of help them. And it is Christ-centered, because we believe first and foremost you have to have a relationship with Jesus before you can really enter into a relationship with somebody else. And so that's why a lot of times the divorce rate is even higher the second time around.
And one of the other things that's very important to think about, too, if there's children involved, that's probably as important as dealing with the person that you're splitting from, because let's face it, the kids didn't ask to be in the middle of this.
That's right. Yeah, they didn't ask for the divorce. And so it's kind of also helping the children cope and helping them cope with their children and just all the stresses involved with that separation. So if there's anybody out there that, hey, says, gee, I'm really struggling, you know, we really want them to come on board. It's about a 90-minute program. We watch a videotape, and we have some discussion. It's very confidential. It's going to be held again. We're going to start Sunday, September 30th at our facility on 234 South 8th Street.
Salvation Army has also stepped in these kind of cases, too, to help out parents, men and women, and the children involved if there happens to be an abusive situation or something along those lines, and somebody really finds himself in dire need of help. That's also an area where you guys come into play.
Yes, we will help them. Like I said, we have our emergency assistance program, so if they are having some financial struggles, they can come to us. We can help them with their rent. We can help them with their utilities. We can help them if their car breaks down, you know. So whatever we can do to help ease the stress in their family situation. We also have a new program called Pathway of Hope, which is very exciting. It's to help people break those barriers that are causing them to just constantly be in that cycle of poverty. So we want them to see their potential, and we have a new person that's been hired on board. Her name is Elizabeth Little, and she'd be happy to help anybody walk through this program.
That's going to be frustrating for you, especially being on that end of it, trying to help folks see what's really going on around them, because there's an awful lot of folks that when they're in those situations, we've heard the stories before, and we've all heard about it. We know that sometimes when you're in an abusive situation or you're in that kind of a situation, you know, the old saying, you can't see the forest for the trees. Mm-hmm. So for you guys, it's got to be really frustrating to try to get some folks to say, hey, wake up. We're here to help you. Look what's going on around you.
Yes, you know, and a lot of it has to do is we center it around prayer. You know, we believe, you know, that's very important and to help people. And also just, you know, letting people know that they're valued and that we can help them and that they need to value themselves as well. So,
and, of course, you guys have other programs going on, too. But this is why we ask for folks to make sure they give you some money, because these things don't work for free.
Right.
You know?
Yes.
So what are some of the other programs that you guys actually have going on? Because I know you got several things planned for the rest of the year.
Right. Well, first of all, we have our open house October 4th from 4 to 7 p.m. So anybody can come on and learn more about us and come to our facility.
And folks should see the facility, too, because it's relatively new. And that's something that not a lot of Salvation Army's local units have. You guys have been very blessed by local benefactors that have helped you get to where you could actually afford to have that.
Yes. So I think it's really important for them to come on by, see the facility. They can tour our social service area. They can tour our church service area, our worship area. And again, that's October 4th, so we welcome them. We also have a new college ministry starting. That's Fridays at 7 o'clock, and that's going to be starting on October 26th. It's called Pancakes and Proverbs. So we will give the college students all the pancakes they want and all the wisdom literature they can handle.
Free food helps, doesn't it?
Yes.
You want people
yes,
to show up for
yes.
something. Free food really works.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we can't forget the seniors. We have a senior fellowship program, which is also starting Wednesday, October 24th, from 11:30 a.m. to 1, and we can provide transportation in the local area. So this is a great opportunity for seniors to get out and to fellowship with one another. We will start out with a prayer, and then we have a light luncheon and a craft, and sometimes we'll have guest speaker. In fact, on November 28th, we do have a guest speaker, Dr. Muriel Drake Ryan. She's an author of Homelessness I Have Known and The Innkeeper's Wife, so she'll be with us on November 28th.
One of the things you mentioned, homelessness there, that is a problem. There are, and a lot of folks maybe don't see it because it's not as obvious here in Terre Haute and in our area as it is in major metro areas. But there is a homeless problem here.
Yeah, absolutely. you know, and we do our best to take care of them, to feed them, to help them find housing, whatever we can do to help them out. And we also connect with the other area agencies, which is good. We all work together.
So you kind of work as a little bit of a clearinghouse when you can to kind of get them to the right place.
Right.
There's also obviously some programs or some things that you'd like to do if you could have a little bit more help from the community. Where would you like to expand? Where would you like to do more? Where would you like to get bigger?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, I've only been here 4 months, so come on.
Yeah, but I mean, surely there's probably been one or two things you've seen there and kind of like, boy, you know, it'd be kind of neat if we could do this, you know?
Well, if we're really dreaming, you know, we need a new place to house our canteen. Right now it's just out. It's exposed to all the elements. So if we could have a place to store our canteen or a place to, you know, rebuild our garage and we could keep it covered, that would be a big help.
Well,
but that takes money, you know.
Sure it does.
But our canteen is very expensive and it's very valuable, so we want to take good care of it, you know. Also, just programs that we can do maybe just to further increase our Pathway of Hope program, maybe hire somebody full-time as opposed to part-time. You know, we don't see that ministry or program going away, so we'd like to kind of expand on that.
Yeah,
we want to get more people breaking the cycle of poverty and moving more into a progressive life for themselves. More productive.
And obviously, you know, money makes the world go around, you know. Not everything is free, you know. I mean, you try to provide these services for free, but it costs somebody somewhere. So that's why it's important for folks to make donations to you guys.
Right. We would really appreciate it. I think most people know that about 85 cents from every dollar goes towards the programming. So they can rest assured that we're using the money for good reasons.
And that's another thing, too, that I think it's maybe kind of hard for you to kind of crow for yourself a little bit. But you guys are one of the best and most well-respected charities in America simply because so much of the money that is given to you actually goes toward helping those in need and not toward administrative costs or further fundraising. I mean, you've actually put a lot of money right to where it needs to go.
Yes, that is correct. And so we appreciate and we value every person that wants to partner with us, whether they're bell ringing, whether they're making a donation, cutting us a check, or providing any type of resources. You know, we make good for it.
So, well, let's recap a little bit here. You've got an open house coming up,
mm-hmm.
and you want folks to show up for that.
Absolutely.
So where's that? So where's it at and when?
Okay, it's October 4th from 4 to 7 p.m., and it's going to be held at our facility, the Salvation Army, 234 South 8th Street, and that's in Terre Haute, downtown Terre Haute.
And then you've got this new program, too, for folks going through divorce, which I think is something that, I mean, let's face it, a lot of people think divorce, first call you make's the attorney. Well, yeah, but you probably ought to give you guys a call, too, because there's more that goes into it than just the legal aspect.
Oh, absolutely. They can get so much out of this. I'm really excited about this program. I've ran it before, and the benefits are just, you know, phenomenal. So people come together. They have an opportunity to talk. They have an opportunity to grieve. They have an opportunity to express themselves. And we just have an opportunity to come alongside them and say, hey, you're not alone in this event. You know, we are here with you. So, again, it's going to be starting September 30th. We'd love to have people come. It starts at 5 p.m. at our facility, the Salvation Army.
Okay. And again, folks want to get a hold of you and make donations.
Yes. They can call our facility at 812-232-4081 for any information regarding our open house or regarding the college ministry that I mentioned and the divorce care program. Yeah, all of the above.
All right.
And to make donations.
And you guys have lots of programs going on. Reach out, and I think you'll be surprised if they get a hold of you. It's just all the different things you have to offer. And, of course, you're always looking for volunteers, too. So if folks want to be a part of this, they're not just consumers of the services, but they can also help you to provide them.
That's right, yes. We'd love to have them come on board and be a part of the team. They might not be able to get a hold of me right away, but I always call back.
We're a little busy.
We have an office manager. She'll be there to answer the phone.
You're a little busy.
Yeah,
You're still kind of learning your way around town.
That's right. Yes, I'm a newbie here.
Trying to figure out how to get from one end of the county to the next.
Right.
So, all right, Susan Linden, who's the administrator, pastor, and the envoy for the Salvation Army here in Terre Haute, thanks for being with us today. And again, get in touch with them if you'd be interested in helping out or checking out the programs they have to offer. Thanks for being with us this weekend. I'm Frank Rush.
You've been listening to Focus on the Community, a weekly public affairs program that focuses on issues and events in our community. To be considered as a guest on Focus on the Community, contact us by calling 812-420-2518. Be sure and tune in again next week at this time as we focus on the community.